From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a couple in Oregon watching and waiting for the latest ruling on gay marriage. First, though, news of more American casualties in Iraq today. A building in the northern part of Baghdad exploded early this morning with U.S. troops inside. A military commander says the site was identified as a perfume factory, but authorities thought it might be supplying chemical weapons to insurgents. The blast blew off the front of the building. It collapsed onto several armored Humvees outside. Two U.S. soldiers are dead. And there's heavy fighting once again in Fallujah, despite attempts to extend a ceasefire there. At least one American soldier has been killed. There are many injuries as insurgents fire at U.S. Marines with rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns. Alistair MacDonald is a correspondent for the Reuters news agency. He joins us now from Baghdad. Alistair, let's begin with Baghdad. Can you give us more details on this explosion?
Well, the operation began with U.S. forces, we believe, accompanied by members of the Iraq Survey Group. That's the special force that's looking for Saddam Hussein's chemical and biological weapons, going to a building fairly near the center of Baghdad, which they believed was being used as a site for storing, possibly manufacturing chemicals that could be used to make explosives for insurgents. And it appears that pretty much as soon as the soldiers attempted to break into the building, killed two soldiers, wounded five, along with about eight local people who were nearby.
I've read news reports that there were a mob gathered at the scene and things turned violent there. Or more violent?
The U.S. forces, when these events happen, tend to then form a protective circle. They called in some support. It tends to attract attention. People come towards the scene to see what's going on. The U.S. forces then appear to have evacuated their wounded, moved away from the area. People then took advantage of the damaged vehicles. In fact, began to go through material that had been left. They, in fact, took one of the damaged Humvees and managed to start it up and took it down one of the main streets, and there was some jubilation at the damage.
Let me ask you about Fallujah, Alistair. Do you know what is going on there? They were trying to get this ceasefire going, but then there are reports of a lot of fighting today as well.
The U.S. Marines are encircling the town. It's a town of about 300,000. The Marines are insisting that they are observing the ceasefire but responding only when fired on. We had local people suggesting that the U.S. may have tried to probe a little bit further into the city from their positions. The Americans would say that they were merely taking up observation posts. However, it was sparked. There was a rocket-propelled grenade fire against the U.S. forces. They responded. Support was brought in. There were some airstrikes with jet aircraft and helicopter gunships. There was, in particular, a hotspot of fighting around a mosque where the U.S. forces said fire was coming from the mosque. They responded. Eight guerrillas were killed, and it seems that one U.S. soldier was also killed, and eight were wounded. However, the Americans are insisting that they are not yet trying to go further into the city, but they are setting a deadline of tomorrow for the insurgents to hand over heavy weaponry, and if that passes, then at any time from tomorrow, they're saying they will move into the city and try to reestablish control of it.
Reuters correspondent Alistair MacDonald in Baghdad. Alistair, thank you.
Thanks very much.